Wednesday. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of Life Sooner style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. Hi, my name is Robin Misevich. I'm one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. Very glad that you've joined us this evening. And we actually have a special chef in the house. We've got Mr. Russell Feingold, and he's going to be talking about Heart Wisdom book that he just had come out. So we're looking forward to that. I also see we have Mr. Jamie tonight. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good. You want to introduce yourself for our guests?
My name is Jamie Trujillo. I'm a friend of Robin's from high school, and I'm a tattoo artist. I have a shop up in Seattle, Washington, which is where I'm calling from, and it's kind of chilly tonight with a little rain.
Okay.
And it's called Chromo. I've been here for about 14 years, and I like to think I apply people's psychic armor.
Okay. Yes, he did. And he does a marvelous job. He's quite the little artist. So anybody in the Seattle area and you're needing to have some psychic armor, you give Mr. Jamie a call. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce our wonderful guest chef. We have Russell Feingold. He's a modern-day shaman and a master healer. Russell was born with profound gifts of being highly energetically sensitive and has mystical experiences at the age of 20 that awakened him to a reality that he could never have imagined. Life then took him on a journey of discovering how to integrate these newnesses into his daily life, working with relationships and also in his work environments. He now expertly guides others in a deep integrated path as well. His illuminating book called Heart Wisdom, he reveals the 9-step heart wisdom core process that he has shared with thousands of people to guide them into the truth of who they are, really are, and how they live from their truth daily, moment by moment basis through their life, work, and relationships. So, hey, Mr. Russell, how are you?
Great, Robin.
Hi. You know, I have to tell our listeners, we've been trying to get you on for a little while here, and I've been kind of teasing everybody for, like, I think the last couple shows that we were going to have you on, so I'm glad that you're finally here. We're very excited to hear about your book and all these wonderful things about Heart Wisdom.
Fantastic. Well, it's great to be here, and so you know that was all on purpose that I kept teasing people. You know that, right?
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Sometimes it's that tension, you know, that just keeps people like, okay, when is it going to really happen? Okay, there we go.
I'm really real. I'm alive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one thing we do with the Transformation Cafe is we always bring out some appetizers and make sure that they're really good. So Mr. Jamie's saying it's a little bit chilly up in the Seattle area. So, Jamie, what do you think we should have on the table for just getting things going and warm ourselves up here with while we chat with Mr. Russell?
Oh, like an appetizer, huh? Maybe,
what do you think?
A blooming onion, maybe, or some sort.
A blooming onion?
Or something with guacamole. I guess you could use that, too.
Yeah, I think we might want to have something. We need to have maybe some spicy nachos or something. Here we go.
Right.
Okay, blooming onion with some spicy onion. What do you like, Russell? What's your favorite little appetizer?
Oh, I would say I got to go with Jamie on the guacamole and I'm actually out in Colorado at the moment. It's a little chilly out here, so I'd love to go for some nice curry soup or nice curry stew.
Oh, a curry stew. Okay, we can have that with some crackers on the side. That sounds really good. Or maybe some warm bread. Warm bread.
Yeah.
That sounds good too. Okay, we'll get the waiter
bread
going
butter.
On that, and we'll be doing really good. Yeah, that sounds really good. So, okay, let's just start right off the top. How did you get the name for Heart Wisdom, Russell? What kind of got you inspired to have a name like that for your book?
I would say it's interesting because I'm enamored with the name, and I think it's more because it's not so much like, oh, I came up with this name. It really seemed to have birthed itself. And I look back upon my life, and actually one of my best friends who actually, when it really clicked, he was like, oh, my God. He's like, Heart Wisdom. He's like, yeah. He's like, is there anything greater, you know, the wisdom of the heart? And we looked at each other and smiled on just a mutual understanding that this was really something that came from, you know, the depth of my spirit that needed to be expressed. And I just, you know, I just see, you know, the agent of this message, you know, in this way. And having you know, having really, it's like I discovered it. It just really, as I look back on my life, I like to explain it in a way that I worked with this coach. You know, I firmly believe in coaching and working with others. And this coach said, "What is your life a living laboratory for?" And that's all about, you know, discovering your life purpose. And when I look back on my life is absolutely a living laboratory for the wisdom of the heart and the healing of the heart. And naturally what was birthed for us was, you know, tapping into your heart. And when you tap into your heart, the heart is the gateway of the soul. There's only profound magic and the miraculous intelligence that lives, you know, in the depth of the heart.
Well, that's cool. Okay. And I totally agree with you, because I actually, a part of what I do is flower wisdom. So it really comes from that whole soul level of working with flowers on just that very heartfelt, innate level that's really kind of hard to describe. But, you know, you look at a flower and you embrace that. You totally know what we're talking about when you can really just come from that mindfulness of being right in the moment of connecting with something that's so beautiful in front of you. So I get that on a certain level. So that's really cool. So,
you know, before actually, you know, Robin, I got to say, like, if I ever get confused in life, like, you know, confused about, like, whatever you want to call it, divine intelligence, God, spirit, the creator, you know, whatever you want to call that aspect of the self, the deepest self, if I ever get confused, I always remember to look at a flower or a fresh fruit. And something about those two things raises all doubt about, you know, the divine intelligence. Looking at a flower, it's like it's so obvious that there's a beautiful divine intelligence.
Exactly. And it's just that rich, almost like a spoil level that we get to have those things around us all the time. And unfortunately, we take it for granted a lot. But yet, you know, especially with Thanksgiving coming, how appropriate it is that we could just have this bounty of a harvest around us and being able to see all just the joys of creation and having it being so close and being able to enjoy that.
Amen.
So that's cool. Yeah. So, okay, we were talking about heart wisdom being a profound title. What makes you feel that, well, you're saying your friend helped you to do that, and it's almost, did the title find you instead of you finding the title?
Yes. I mean, couldn't have said any better. It really birthed itself. It really was like, you know, something sitting in meditation, and it just all came together about, you know, the power of the heart. And I don't know if you've heard of this amazing organization called HeartMath, which is California.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Well, HeartMath has really made it. It's really their mission to really study the effects of the heart, and they have some. They really help you to really come into a relationship with your heart where you can really regulate and connect with your heart in a very conscious, tangible way, so that when you do, it entrains what's called coherence. You come into a more coherent state, which is really optimal for health and well-being. And they have all kinds of studies which have proven, scientifically proven, the power of the heart. And one such study has proven that the heart generates 60 times more energy than the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And just understanding that alone.
Were they the ones who put up the Living Matrix?
The Living Matrix. Is that...
Is that the right title? There was a movie that was all about the heart energy, and it had a lot of different researchers and stuff on it. That was a movie that came out a couple years ago.
I don't think...
Am I thinking of the right one?
Okay. I'm not sure. I know, you know, they have something called... They have a lot of different technologies. I don't know if they were part of that movie. I'll see if I can find out before the end of this call, though.
Okay. The joys of being on a laptop and talking at the same time, you know. Hey, ooh, we're high tech here. Yes, it's exciting. But I saw a movie. I could have sworn it was called The Living Matrix, and it was all what you're talking about with the heart math and having it where they just finding out all these just energetic levels of what, you know, the heart is actually the brain of the body as opposed to what we've always thought is the cranium and all that. So it's just really interesting.
But I've got to say that apparently you are correct that. The director of research at the Institute of Heart Math, they have something to do with he actually was the creator of, or the director of the Living Matrix. So
okay, yeah. Okay, then I wasn't crazy. Okay, good.
Nope.
Because if you've never seen that movie, if you get a chance, it's just awesome. There's just so much information in there. And it's like you're saying, it just kind of finds you, and you listen to this stuff, and you're like, well, I knew that. Somehow I knew that. without really knowing it, you know? It's like hearing truth when it's just right there in front of you, and you're like, well, of course, it's always been like that. It's just real interesting how, you know, it's that, yeah, that under level of things, and once we discover it, we're like, yeah, I knew that, yeah. It was exciting.
Well, I'm a firm believer, more than a believer, just more of a, I suppose a believer, which is really more intellectual. I believe something. I'm more of a liver, something I live. I'm a liver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a liver.
That sounds strange. Truth, yeah, people are going, what? He's a liver?
A liver. truth is self-evident. And I love that, you know, from, you know, some of our, from the doctrines of our, you know, the ancestors of anyway, the Western culture, is that
mm-hmm.
truth is self-evident. And you find that truth is a living experience, not something that you can, in my experience, not something that you can, you know, rationalize yourself into. It's something that needs to be experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's experienced, it's like, you know, I love this saying that I think, like, be so bold, so I think I made it up, but I don't know, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But not the first part, which says that a picture is worth 1,000 words, but an experience
mm-hmm.
Is worth infinite pictures.
Oh, yeah. And then spirit speaks in pictures.
Yeah.
You know,
spirit,
and when you come from that level of connecting everything for yourself, when it comes to, you know, living in a place where you're connected on multiple levels, that's really a profound thing to say.
Spirit speaks in not only pictures, spirit, in my experience, spirit speaks in infinite ways.
Mm-hmm.
And,
however you can receive it, it's going to come to you in a multitude of ways. Yeah.
Spirit is exactly. Giving it. How open and receptive are we?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm very grateful that it's kind of a non-ceasing thing. It doesn't give up on you.
Absolutely. Unrelenting.
Okay, three times and you're out. No, it doesn't do that. Okay.
No.
It just keeps gently seeing what's going to work. So it's very good. It's very, very good. So what was the inspiration for the title? Well, with just the writing of the book. I know
mm-hmm.
we talked about your inspiration for the title, but just the overall book itself, you know, like you're saying, it's been experiences, but, you know, you want to elaborate on that maybe a little bit.
Sure. The inspiration for the book is actually coming way back of, you know, that experience I had when I was 20, you know, really it was this mystical experience that really awakened me. You know, I experientially opened to this place of such profound peace and love and openness and beauty that was existing within myself. And it was really from that moment that it was like a quest for the Holy Grail. I was like, in a sense, possessed to know what was true and real. And it's like I grabbed those reins and didn't let go, and I still haven't, because I haven't found anything more astonishing and anything more rewarding than this cultivation of the wisdom of the heart. I didn't know that's what it was then, because I was really, I just knew that I had to connect inward, and I knew it was inward, because that's where I first experienced it. And
mm-hmm. So what exactly happened when you were 20? Do you mind sharing that part of it?
No, I was actually in college, and I was with a friend of mine, and, you know, we entered into a very deep, meditative, transcendental state, and
mm-hmm.
we had one of these profound experiences where our minds merged. We had, I mean, I'm a huge Star Trek fan, and they talk about a mind melt.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of had a Spock moment. Okay.
a total Spock moment.
Uh-huh.
And again, it's one of the things that it almost sounds like I heard myself just saying, I think, are you insane? That's ridiculous. But having not experienced it myself, I would say, you know, that does sound crazy. But the experience
mm-hmm.
itself is so profound and so miraculous that, it, you know, in every so often life gets really real. And that was one of those moments when we were looking at each other with absolute clarity that we were tuned with, you know, this universal mind, where there was one consciousness that was flowing through our two minds, and there was only one mind. Like, the top of our heads opened up, and there was one thing happening, and the veil came back, you know, off our eyes, and we could see and feel and know with absolute certainty there was one thing happening. The spirit was alive and moving through all of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed my life forever. I mean, that was it. It was a,
okay,
a living.
Okay, so how did that? Yeah, so how did that really move you into doing the heart wisdom?
Oh, as I mentioned before, it propelled me on this journey of astonishing curiosity of, like, how does this happen? How do we tap into these states, and then how can we allow this door to stay open? And
mm-hmm.
I started on my journey of, you know, yoga and meditation and interested in studying about altered states of consciousness and lucid dreaming, and ended up going, you know, I traveled for a year and ended up going back to school, studying natural healing and all kinds of healing modalities, and ended up in India for 6 months, and then ended up in Peru, where I became enamored with shamanic healing and the shamanic culture,
mm-hmm.
And that study, and then started working with clients, and that was over 15 years ago. And in the process, I've worked in group setting and also individually with over 10,000 people. And the inspiration comes from my own personal experience, and then the miraculous healings and experience I've had with my clients, literally witnessing miracles happen. And it really mm-hmm. stems from the willingness to go inward and connect with your heart, and then to take a look at what's happening in your own heart. And again, the heart is the gateway to the soul and the inner intelligence. That once you start unraveling what's happening in the heart and really being able to manage the unresolved emotional issues and whatever programming and conditioning is in there, that as it begins to unravel, you know, I use the word astonishing power, force of energy and intelligence and love and beauty just start to emerge as an experience that pour forth from your heart into your body, into your life.
Okay, can you give me maybe an example of something that happened to maybe with these, you know, thousands of people that had helped with stuff, maybe something that's sticking out in your mind about something, one of the experiences you'd like to share?
I'd love to. That's my favorite thing to talk about.
Okay, well, let's go. Okay.
I'm going to talk about a couple different ways, because, you know, uh-huh. these kind of miracles happen in many different forms depending on where you're at and what you're working with.
Uh-huh.
For example, when you're willing to look inward, as a client that I was working with, as you go inward, and if he was having an issue with someone else, I'm sure we all can relate to that, that we have an issue, say, with like a coworker or even a partner or a spouse or a family member. And again, I'm a firm liver, again, you know, a believer, but one who lives, that you need to take responsibility for your own participation in your life. You need to take responsibility for, if you're not feeling okay, there's something going on inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working with this one client who was having an issue with his partner, his business partner.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking, we were talking and, you know, during a regular session here, and I was checking in, what's going on for you? And he's like, well, and I could tell he was feeling down. He was particularly feeling down. I was like, he's like, well, you know, I'm having this issue with my partner. And I said, well, tell me a little bit about it and let's look into it. Because the work that I do is field work. And my gift in the game is my ability to tune into the field, to see and feel this multidimensional field. And I can see into the field and see where someone is stuck and how they're stuck and what influences are at play. So
mm-hmm.
as he's speaking, I'm looking into the field and seeing really what influences are at play. Because there's what we think is happening and what's really happening. So I'm looking into what's really happening. And as I'm looking into what's really happening, he's talking about this whole thing about his partner and their business is, you know, they're having trouble in the business. And then he said something amazing. He said, we haven't actually talked in about 3 months. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
my jaw dropped. I'm like, this is your business partner. How does that work? How is your business working? And he goes, well, we worked it out that, you know, that we just kind of do emails and stuff and we just can know our roles in it. But I'm really feeling bad about it. I really feel like something needs to change. It's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at the field, and I could just, and I noticed, you know, I started asking a couple of questions. I'm like, well, tell me a little bit about what, you know, well, I noticed that he had a lot of fear about his partner. And I was like, tell me about the fear that you're having. And he said, well, I'm afraid he's going to betray me. I feel like he's going to, betray me and, pardon the bluntness, but like screw me in the business, screw me out
mm-hmm.
of the business. And really powerful thing to say. And so we tracked that. We started to go inward of where he had this feeling before and where this came from. And as we tracked it all the way back, he discovered that really this is a relationship he had with his father. That his father
mm-hmm.
wasn't really there for him. And then when it came down to it, his father actually abandoned him. And basically he had this fear that he was going to be abandoned by his partner. And
mm-hmm.
right when we discovered it, it takes a little while to kind of track it all the way in there. But once we tracked into the fear of his father abandoning him, something popped in his field, in his body. And he relaxed.
Mm.
But this isn't even the miracle. I mean, that's a wonderful healing to have, to track it back and come to a place of peace. The
mm-hmm.
miracle is that the next morning, they haven't talked in months. he got a call from his partner out of the quote unquote out of the blue that said, his partner said, I have some ideas of how we can improve the business.
Wow. So.
And no,
Yeah, that reminds me of.
I got to tell you one thing about going in business with somebody. You could know somebody for a long time, and you don't know until you go in business with them. And even if they're akin to you, it's still kind of hard to, especially just two people. I'm just putting my two cents in, though. But I guess that could be with any type of experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be. Because
especially really, business partners, yeah, I tell you.
Yeah, because it could be with any. It could be a family member or a spouse or your partner, significant other, in any, on any level. And it's the point of really that story is that when we really take full responsibility for our part in it, you know, everyone has their part, but you can't control someone else's part. But you can look at your part, and the power of really unraveling it to the core. This work is all about core healing. When you unravel and unhook yourself from your part, you make space for something new to happen. This is a place where miracles and magic happen. You just have to be able to get into the core, and that's what I help people with.
So with that core, I want to start talking about one thing you let me know, that there was 9 keys in awakening your heart wisdom. So how does that relate to saying, you know, that we ultimately want to get to the core? How do these keys help us to get there?
Well, the keys, and what's so interesting about the keys is that this was probably one of the hardest things for me to do, is because in the inner world, it's not really in time. You know, it's not... That's why it became keys as opposed to steps.
Okay.
Because really the realm of the soul in our divine nature. We're there's definitely a spiritual community here, but I don't want people at all to get hooked on the words, because it's really not linear. You know, the inner world really is, you know, eternal. It's this place of where there is no time. Things are just happening, unfolding as an eternal, you know, again as eternal happening. So that's why it really became very crucial. These are the keys. And it's not always necessarily in this order, though, as you practice the order, you open up to that place of the intelligence where you're directly in communion with the intelligence. And spontaneously, any one of these keys can be used. So it's a matter of getting people. It's not about the keys. The keys are to get you into the game.
Okay.
It's very important to understand from the beginning. So I always seem to jump to key number 3 just because – I don't know, it's one of the easiest ones to grasp. And then we're gonna jump to key number 1 after that. Key number 3 is really about the breath, the power of the breath. As simple as the breath is, it's conscious breathing gets us into the inner world. As simple as this. It's almost even so simple, it's almost like really almost silly. But if you follow the breath inward, it takes you into the body. That's one of the most beautiful things. The breath takes you into the body. One of the most beautiful things about the body is always in the moment. At this point, most people realize that all the power, all the magic that happens in life is from being present, from being present and open to, you know, this current of intelligence, the current of life force that blossoms forth, yes, pun intended, as we're talking to a flower specialist. That
oh, thank you.
The flower expert. It blossoms forth, but that's really true. Life is blossoming forth in its own rhythm. And as we catch that rhythm, as we open up to feel that divine current, that current of intelligence, we put ourselves in the way of magic and miracles. So I talk really about about doing conscious breathing. And if you like, we could do just take a minute or two and do a quick conscious breathing exercise if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wonderful. So I'm assuming, because this is internet, that no one's really driving. So because sometimes I do interviews, people are driving.
Well, if we are, we just remember that people know better than to, you know, be fully practicing when they're driving. So there we go.
Exactly. So if you are driving, please, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. If you are driving, please don't close your eyes.
Right.
Do not off the heavy machinery.
No heavy machinery here. Okay.
So those who are, and then put your hors d'oeuvres down. Give your hors d'oeuvres a rest for a moment.
Yeah, exactly. That's a hard task, but we're going to do it. Okay.
Exactly. So we're going to take a couple of minutes here, and just want to have you turn your attention inward. So if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, let your eyes naturally close gently. And just bring your attention to the breath. So we're going to start with a full exhale. Empty the body. I love starting with an exhale. Empty the body out and make space for an inhale. deepest breath out, empty. And now smooth transition to an inhale, breathing in through the nose, up into the brain, down the spine. There's a natural course of the breath, down the spine, into the pelvis, inflate the abdomen like a big balloon all the way up into the heart. Now let's hold the breath in the heart. And as you hold the breath in the heart with the body soften into it, this is a three-part, seven-second cleansing breath. Three parts, each one 7 seconds. Now slowly begin to exhale. And as you exhale, let the body soften 10 times deeper into this moment. This moment, whatever you're feeling or thinking, whatever's happening, we say yes and allow, fully exhaling. Smooth transition to an inhale. Deeper breath. Inhale all the way deep in the pelvis. Then inflate up into the heart. Hold the breath deep in the heart. And we call this suspending the breath. We hold the breath and let the body soften into it. 7 full seconds. This time as we're holding the breath, let the body soften 1,000 times deeper into this moment. As we begin to exhale, have the intention to let go of any limiting thoughts or belief systems or tensions or confusions on any level, conscious, subconscious, unconscious, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, relationally. And as we fully exhale, remember intention is enough. Intention gives direction to energy. And last time, smooth transition to an inhale, deepest breath yet. Even a little bit deeper. Sip right in the center of the heart. Sip one more, a little part of the breath. Hold the breath last time. Keeping the breath held, softening the body. Again, remember, intention is enough. So we intend to let go of anything we're holding on to that's restricting us from being fully open to the current of intelligence, to our deepest, authentic nature. Not who we think we are, but who we truly are. Beyond the mind's images, beyond the identities who we think we are, beyond what we're even thinking or feeling. But we let go now, full exhale, emptying out, and release. And the breath come back to a nice natural rhythm, a little deeper, a little more conscious. And the key here is allowing yourself to transition from the inner world seamlessly into opening your awareness into this moment, back into this moment, with a more fuller awareness. Opening that bridge from the deep inner self all the way through to the individualized body personality that expresses itself into this world. And we use the breath to sweep that inner channel from the unified spiritual intelligence all the way expressing yourself through the soul, mind, and body, through the heart into this world. So each breath now, more conscious, more aware, we allow it just to be an inner broom, sweeping that clean to allow an unfettered flow of the force of life, to allow us to best deal with whatever comes down the pike of our lives, I like to call it, the pipeline of our lives. So when you're ready, taking one more deep breath. If you'd like to allow your eyes to stay closed, by all means allow that. If you're ready to let your eyes open, let them open naturally. Keeping connected to that inner place that we've just cultivated. And just open your awareness to this moment, wherever you're at. So how are you feeling now,
Russell? Wow, I'm feeling great. How about you, Jamie?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, good.
I do like
exercises like that. I don't actually want to. I'm ready to go take a nap. You get so relaxed, you're like, oh, okay, now I'm really going to get ready to go to sleep. Okay, that's good.
Amazing,
so thank
Robin.
You. That was wonderful. Yeah, thank you. And thank you for, I really love some of the things you were saying about, you know, intention is enough and getting into the current of our intelligence and that all that was just really wonderful and just, you know, the sweeping was really powerful too for me. So thank you for some of those images. That was awesome. So do you have like a CD or something like that where you have these kind of exercises where people can be listening to them along with your book?
Yeah, there's actually a couple things that are available. One is when you do purchase the book, there is a there's actually 11 MP3 downloads that that were so essential. I felt so essential because the book was designed to be a guide. The book had to be a guidebook, and the power of, like, you know, audio, of really hearing someone's voice and guiding them along. And I also just, like, you know, feel people feel like, you know, you're such a gift for guiding people with your voice. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I have to include it. You know, you got to use what you got. And so it was relentless to create this. I'm like, I got to create this. It has to be a part of this. So we did it. We got 11 MP3 recordings in each one. And you'll see at the back of each chapter, it says it right there that you can follow along, either read the exercise, because every chapter is an exercise where you can utilize, where you do the exercise and you can integrate it, and then you can either read it or you can follow along with the MP3 recording, which I guide you through it, so you can just close your eyes and do it right there. So,
that's awesome.
For those of you who want to get the book, you'll see it as instructions on how to download it from the website, website which is very simply heartwisdom.com. And you'll see it there that, you know, how to purchase the book, go here. And then once you press go here, there'll be a link to purchase the book. And then right there says, once you get the book, come back here, and you simply input your receipt number, and it brings you to that download page. And it'll be all 11 MP3 right there you can download.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just love it. I just love it, and I was so excited to do it. And
I'm glad that you did that too, because I mean, that's one thing that a lot of these books, you know, when it comes to things like that, when it comes to the instructional levels of it, there's just so much to have it where the author can be that much more connected to you on a level when you're actually doing the exercises together and working on that certain level together. So, do you have like a place where people can go for Q&A and things like that too, while they're going through all the book, for just different things that come up for them while they're you know, working the exercises and the keys?
Yeah, absolutely. For right now, actually, we're actually integrating this new software. Any techie people out there, called Kajabi. And we haven't got that fully integrated. So, but the best way is, I'm very accessible by email, which is russell@heartwisdom.com. Very simple. Two S's, two L's.
Okay.
russell@heartwisdom.com. And I answer all the emails. Any personal emails that come to me, any questions, by all means. I really do my best to be accessible, because this is intimate work. It's work of the heart, and it's what my life is devoted to. And I know what it takes to have a breakthrough and how challenging it can be to really deal with some of these deeper issues of the heart.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the people who are going to be doing this work, are you going to be having like follow-up workshops or something like that, where people can come together on a regular basis, maybe once or twice a year, and actually be, you know, being able to share what their experiences is, and maybe having a synchronistic level of, you know, from that work where they are now, kind of a thing. So it just helps it to expand that much more. We have these Heart Wisdom, basically events.
Yep, absolutely. We're creating that now, and there's one thing that's actually coming up. Before I mention what that is, we are really building the community, so we can really help people be interactive, share their stories, and the best way to hear about all that is on the website. You can see there's a handful of different places we can input just your first name and your email. Then you'll be on the email list to hear of all different events coming up, and everything from teleclasses, free teleclasses, to live events. We'll be doing, you know, Heart Wisdom intensives, come together, you know, to really work the Heart Wisdom process and really just support each other and having our own miracles happen, you know, healing.
That's
and
awesome. Right,
once you're
doing it on a personal level, I'm sure you can see it expanding to the community and expanding it on a global level for, you know, the fact that the heart does expand. And, you know, what does that look like as we are growing dimensionally? How does that going to be looking for the planet and everything else when it comes to being able to use your keys to assist others?
Well, absolutely, Rob, because, you know, I think, you know, we're all experiencing now, that feels like, and I wrote a blog post, you can see that on the website there, the blog post I wrote, you know, it was very metaphorical. I said, you know, who turned up the speed of light?
That's
the way it so felt for me. Things are just accelerating, our ability to manifest, you know, things into our lives and do, you know, spontaneous healing. Things are just moving. It feels so quickly. I mean, speed of light is the speed of light, but it just feels like it, because I feel we're becoming so much more open, you know, to this inner intelligence, and becoming a little more intelligent ourselves, because we align, we get in greater harmony with our deeper intelligence, that things are just moving so quickly. And as we do that, though, here's the challenge/the opportunity, is that as we open, as we become more awake, you know, we're awakening the shadows in ourselves, things that have prevented us from really living in joy, the natural state of being, which is of joy, and that, you know, it can be scary, it can be very tumultuous on the inside, we can feel anxiety and these different fears coming up, and we need support how to deal with that. And that's been really my process. Again, my life's been a living laboratory for the healing of the heart. And I've gone through my own experiences of healing core fear and anxiety. And we all have it in our own way. And we need support. And that's really what this community, the Heart with Community, is about, is really creating, you know, this community, this cyber community, not only online, but, of course, an in-person community where we can support each other through these, you know, the incredible challenges and changes that are happening right now.
Okay. Are you also doing something on Facebook where you've got some of the events and stuff listed as well?
Yep. Hey, you can actually, my personal website, my personal Facebook page is, you can just go to facebook.com/ Russell Feingold. Which is Feingold, F-E-I-N-G-O-L-D, or just type in, you do a Facebook search there, just type in Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Feingold, F as in Frank, E-I-N-G-O-L-D, and you'll see me, not to be confused with the Democratic senator from Wisconsin. Some of you may
there
know.
There is a Russell Feingold, right.
It's not my day job.
Okay. Yeah, probably people are kind of wondering about that. I go, is this a dude? His day job? But boy, you know, imagine if we had more people in government who had this passion for coming from their hearts. Oh, my God.
You know,
wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be fantastic. And, you know, and maybe maybe somehow he'll find the book and he'll meet me and we'll get to meet. And you know, politics is, you know, it's a very challenging field. I mean, as we all know, it's a whole other conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But what
right.
I do understand about this Russ Feingold from Wisconsin is he's a good man trying to do good things. And, you know, he's a good namesake. I mean,
I was going to say, if he's got the name Russell, he's got, you know, he's got something to own up to here. So that's good.
Good stuff. So I'm happy about that.
Okay, good. So you said you were going to go back to key one. So what's key one?
Key one. One of my favorite keys.
Mm-hmm.
Key one. It's great. Actually, it's actually a perfect segue because I was going to mention a program which is actually all about this. Key one is about freeing your mind of clutter. It's sort of like cleaning up your mind. And it's key number one because, you know, the mind itself is a tricky little beast, and left, you know, quote unquote untamed, the mind generates and burns up so much energy. And you may notice that you just kind of sit there, the mind is just chattering away, because that's what it was conditioned to do. We're conditioned into our minds to be thinking, and some people call it the monkey mind. It's always going, and that burns up so much energy. But we can learn to calm the mind. In some cases, even to still the mind. And that takes practice. But, you know, I don't know if any of you have seen the, first it was the book, you know, The Peaceful Warrior by James. Phenomenal, you know, phenomenal book. But even more, like I said, I have the book. Didn't really read it. I'm more of a movie buff. I did watch the movie, and I loved the movie. I thought it was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about, you know, the main character, Nick Nolte, who plays James Redman. I mean, he plays actually the teacher, you know, the spiritual teacher. I thought Nick Nolte one of the best roles he's ever played, I think. And he talks about one part of the movie where he talks about, says you need to take out the trash, meaning the mental trash, because that's what's preventing you from actually being fully in your power, being fully present. And when you're fully present, you really can actualize these greater powers, these greater inner resources, as I like to call them. So it's all the mind, and all it's burning up so much energy. It takes energy to change, energy to heal, energy to transform your life. And as you can calm the mind and reorient our attention out of the mind into the heart. Remember, the heart generates 60 times more energy than the brain. So as we learn how to manage the mind, take out the trash, clean out the clutter, we become so much more optimized to be able to live our lives. And what I love to say is not only work smarter, but work and live smarter. Not harder. That's really about, and we go all in how to do that in the book, about cleaning up the mind, all these practices for clearing the clutter. Of course, I lead to meditation, how to help clear the mind, move into a more still, open space.
Okay, great. So why do you think that people should, it's so important that people get this book now?
I kind of mentioned that before, that we're really in a very potent place in history, where again it's like feels like the speed of light has been turned up, and I think it's one of the most exciting times in history as much as I can remember in terms of just the journey of my own soul. It's such a potent time. It seems that more and more people are really waking up and really catching wind of this extraordinary transformation that's happening on the planet. And now, because so many people are awakening, there is a lot of challenge, and there's a lot of real suffering that's happening, and that there's a lot of needless suffering, and that this book, as a guidebook, can really help us to alleviate a tremendous amount of unnecessary suffering and unnecessary pain that's happening. And we can learn to resolve so many of these karmic patterns, these unconscious patterns mentally and emotionally and physically that are causing so much suffering, not only individually, but relationally and communally and collectively. That, you know, as each one of us does our part, the greatest gift we can give the world is to do our own inner work. Because truly, we've heard in every spiritual, religious culture and tradition is that we're all connected. And this work, and there's lots of great work out there, but this work, I try to synthesize it as simple as possible to get in and do your work and to experience, to have a living experience that we're all interconnected. Because the reality, Mike, it's true that we're all interconnected. We can feel each other. And the reason that we suffer is because we've literally lost touch, not only with our own inner nature, but we've lost touch with each other. We don't feel each other anymore. And in that way, we continue to perpetuate a way of being that is hurting each other because we're not feeling each other. Literally as much as, like, my right arm is literally, like, is part of, like Robin. Like, we are connected. So my right arm is like your right arm. And we can learn to feel each other again in that way by opening up the heart, untangling all this tension, and begin to open up our sensory feeling and beingness to restore our natural interconnected nature and feeling way of being.
So is one of your tips being connected to nature?
Yes.
And one of the keys, is one of the keys connected to nature?
Yeah.
Is it one of the tips or one of the keys?
It's definitely one of the tips, but I spend a lot of time talking about, it is definitely a key. But it's actually, there's a whole chapter about it, and I use the breath. I talk about the breath as really the key in that chapter, as a way to help us connect to our own body, but really to connect to our own inner nature. And then I guide people into realizing that our inner nature is the same as outer nature. So I help to bridge that gap into our own outer nature, which is the same natural intelligence, and that I'm enamored with nature. And one of my teachers talks about that nature is one of the last greatest teachers. It doesn't have an ego. It can help us to really connect with that, really, that vital living force of intelligence that is readily accessible every moment of every day. And I encourage people, and I talk about it in one of the exercises, one of the meditations, that please spend time outside in nature with your bare feet on the earth, because there's a real living vital force that you can feel with your bare feet. That as you get your bare skin in touch with nature. That's why it feels so good to go into nature, into a garden, to be around flowers, to go to the ocean, because there's a real energetic transfer that happens that helps us to be grounded and connected and comfortable in our bodies, because our bodies come from the earth. So it helps us to restore that natural balance. So, yes, I could do a whole show on nature itself, and it's so important to spend time in nature. Did I lose you, Rob? Are we still here?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't know about Robin. Where's Robin at?
I think, did Robin just ascend? She got a quick, she got a massive download. And she just
I don't know.
We'll carry on. We can carry on.
She's running the switchboard, so I wonder what happened. She did drop out somehow. You're in Colorado?
I'm in Colorado.
Whereabouts?
I'm outside of Boulder in a beautiful town called Longmont.
Oh, are you, is that your home base or are you just visiting?
It's my home base. I actually have two home bases. I recently got married, and my wife has a house here in Longmont. So we spend about half the time out here in Longmont, and then we spend another half the time out in California, That's where my house is.
Southern California.
Southern California in a in a beautiful beautiful Topanga Canyon.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back now.
I'm back. I dropped off the call. I'm glad you guys are just carrying on without me. God bless
you.
You rematerialized. I went out to go walk around with bare feet in the grass. You know, I was going to ask you about that, Russell. Have you heard, I don't remember where I heard it, but somebody was saying that when you're on a long flight and you want to get grounded and get readjusted to being like on a long trip, if you go out and go barefoot as soon as you can once you've left the airport, it helps you to get stabilized much quicker.
100%. And actually, if you can do it, even more powerful than that, that's great. And I've actually done that. I've actually flipped my sandals off at the airport. I found a piece of grass and just put my feet right in there. The best thing to do, if it's possible, depending on where you're at, is get into the ocean.
Oh, well, I'm not doubting that. Yeah, I'm not doubting that.
There's an incredible, incredible chemical shift that happens. I mean, with all the elements, with all the minerals, the ocean, and the water, mm-hmm. and the salt, and everything about it. It's like you go in there and the electric, the negative ions of the ocean really help to cleanse and purify you instantaneously.
Mm-hmm. So just a recalibration and gets you just realigned very quickly.
That's it. Done. Recalibration instantaneously.
Very good. Okay, cool. Well, see, that I'm glad I heard that. I'm not sure who told me, but there you go. That's good.
Robin, it's so cleansing and purifying. And one thing I want to mention before was we're talking about, take out the trash and to clean the clutter of the mind. And I mentioned before there was a program that was coming up. And if I could just take a few minutes to tell you what this is coming up, We just started the campaign. The emails just started going out. And this is a program I did last year, which is we resurrected it. It's just one of the most powerful programs that I've ever done. And people, mm-hmm. it's a four-part teleclass called Clean Up Your Life. Mm-hmm. And I just found that this is really about taking out the trash. And there's four modules to it. And the first one is clean up your clutter. And that's what made me think of it, is clean up your clutter. But your physical, mm-hmm. your physical space. I mean, I don't know if you've experienced this, but I just want anyone, if you ever just cleaned up your garage or cleaned out your car or cleaned out a closet, cleaned out the kitchen, especially when you move and you can just clean and just get rid of stuff, whether you recycle it, give it away, or throw it away, all that stuff holds energy. And I mm-hmm. guide people through this process of cleaning all that as much as they can out of their life. And when you do that, so much energy gets freed up. So the first mm-hmm. part is about cleaning up clutter. Have you had that experience before, Robin?
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because with my flower shop, the last 3 months, I've been cleaning up a lot of bookwork that has just been sitting around for a couple years. And we're actually painting and purging and all kinds of stuff right now. So I've been actually doing it for the last three months. And a lot of people that I've been talking to, they just have this innate that they have to clean out a closet or something. You know, and everybody's saying that. Just like, so I'm making tons of new space. I can't tell you how much space I'm making.
And have you found
the new energy coming in and out? Yeah. And it is so exciting
to
just
looking for,
bring the energy. Say it again, Jamie.
Oh, and did you find something that you may have misplaced, or you go, oh, it's just where this came from, or something you hadn't seen in a while that probably just popped up out of the pile there or something? There's some strange...
I actually found an old photo album of my mom and dad that I had totally forgot about. And it was all these delightful pictures of like a holiday that where we were just having a really good time, and it was some of the best memories I think I've ever had of my mom and dad. And here I had the actual photographs back again. So that was just...
There you go, right.
It was a very special gift. Yeah, now that they both have passed, it was wonderful mm-hmm. to have those memories and have a photograph from reminding me of how special that time was in our lives.
Oh, love that.
Right.
Well, Jamie, I find a lot of people do find things they've been looking for, but some of the greatest things that you find, I think Robin was mentioning that, is that you find phenomenal resources of energy that you don't even realize that get locked up by just having clutter, and even clutter having extra emails on your computer, it takes mm-hmm. up this brilliant man David Allen talks about cleaning, it's called psychic RAM, and that when you clean that up, it frees up frees up energy in your own mind so you can think clearly. And so cleaning out clutter, not only your physical clutter, changed your life. And I had people in that first module who told me how their relationships were changing, you know, how their, which is the third module, but I'll talk about the second module, which is clean up your mind. So you clean up your clutter, your mind starts to change. You start to think clearly. And then you open yourself to greater creative processes. And then, like, you know, those aha, like, you know, oh, it's like, wow, it's like you got the solution to some problem that you were having or some project you were working on or in a relationship. It's like, oh, all of a sudden light dawns upon you. And as we clean the clutter of our physical space and we clean up the clutter in our own minds, the mind can do what naturally knows how to do, which is be a phenomenal creative processing center.
That's water on me.
So there you go. Everybody's homework this week is to grab a drawer and clean it out. There you go.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Because, yeah. You know, that's one thing I learned in feng shui. You know, if some people feel like it's so overwhelming to just do a whole room or something, but you could take a drawer, you know, just one drawer and clean that out and then feel how great that is. Or just one side table or something like that. Just one little area and just, you know, day by day pick one little part of a room and before you know it, you've got that whole room decluttered.
And, you know, you can do it. A lot of times I find, though, the reason I developed the program is because, you know, I need support. I mean, to clean up especially stuff when you're going through personal stuff and you get sentimental stuff and you kind of looking through it all and it's hard if you have a lot of clutter. So if you can do it yourself, by all means do it. And if you want support doing it, we're going to have a whole group of people going through it. And that communal energy I find is really great. And so
when is this going to start, Russell?
The launch date is going to be we very strategically did it. And it's going to be right before the holidays, so we can really launch into the holidays, into the new year. So it's going to be starting in December.
Okay.
And for those of you who want to find out more information, you can just go to the website cleanupyourlife.com. And right there you'll have all the information. You'll see more details what the program is all about, how to sign up and register if you want to jump into that now, or just get more emails or sign up to be able to get more information, inquire, ask me questions, ask my team questions. But cleanupyourlife.com has all the information that you need. And if there's anything else that you may need, of course, by all means, contact us.
Okay, and each word is all the true words. So it's, you know, if there's nothing hyphenated or anything like in the texting of yours, you are, and things like that. So it's Y-O-U-R. So it's just like you'd be typing out that full statement, clean up your life. Okay.
I like simplicity. I try to make it easy for people, and we got really blessed by it was happened to be there. So I find that divine synchronicity interventions. Spirit was like, you got it. And
isn't that a great feeling when you just have that kind of happen? That reminds me of, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Karen Bishop, but about 3 years ago, I was just like confused and not knowing what was going on with the planet. And I said, what is going on with planet Earth? And I just typed it in, and that was the name of her website.
Wow.
And it was all about just kind of a spiritual level of all the shifting and everything else that was happening. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is such a great little find. And it was just, like you're saying, it was just that prompting to type it in and see what would happen. And it was, you know, it just called up exactly what I was looking for. So that's, you know, to me, that's another level of divine guidance where we get these little phrases in our head and we just start searching for stuff. It can be pretty profound sometimes what you find.
And again, and the more that we clean up our lives, clean up our minds, you know, all that information is there floating around for us. It's just, again, how receptive are we? And receptivity, of course, comes from the heart and the wisdom of the heart. And the healing of the heart allows us to receive more and more and be more open to, you know, the incredible miraculous life that's here for us. You know, if we're willing to get enough out of the way to let it in.
So it's going to start in December. Do you have an exact date that it's going to start?
Yeah. Here, let me just...
What a great gift to give yourself for the holidays and into the new year, to do something like this for just personal growth, or to gift it to somebody else who you know is just in this place, or just, you know, agreeing, you know, with two or three people, like, let's share this and do this together and have it be something you do through the holidays. Instead of getting each other gifts, get something like this that you can, you know, share with each person and have that real intimate level of just helping each other to move into just a totally new place for yourself for the new year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my team would probably not be happy if I said it, but just be on the lookout. If you do sign up again on the email list, to be on the lookout, we are going to do, it's kind of a 2-for-1 special. I don't know if I should be saying
There you go. Yeah, that's perfect.
But I want to put, you know, for just to make sure, and anyone in this call who's interested in that, say that you heard it on the call that Russell said it's a 2-for-1 special, because I do believe in partnership. And
especially when you
do things with it, whether it be your, you know, your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, coworkers, family members. God, it's so great that, you know, you get that momentum and you feel so much better, and it's great to do it together. I mean, it really,
well,
and, you know.
And once you've done that shift, you're actually on the same page, so there's just almost this synergy that happens between you, because you're talking the same language, you understand the same tools, you're, you know, encouraging other to go to those different things. When each one of you is in this place of imbalance, that you can go back to that very quickly because you're familiar with everything. So just these little reminders that help everybody with just the certain triggers and stuff that you've utilized for the module. So that's just really, really encouraging. And just, it can be a lot of fun that way too, because you're not alone, and you're, you know, just looks like, let's have some fun with this and see what happens. So there you go.
Absolutely. And one of the modules, module number 3, is clean up your relationships. And
there you go.
And what a wonderful thing to be able to work on and be able to free up some more of this joy and this fun, because, you know, life is fun in there, and we clean it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Life needs to be enjoyed. I think that's what
exactly.
It's meant for. You know, the mystical poet Rumi, you know, one of his famous, you know, phrases in his poetry is, you know, that, you know, we are here, we're here for our own, I just messed it up. The soul is here for its own joy.
Mm-hmm.
And really, but that presupposes that we're connecting with our soul. We're encouraged to connect with our soul on that deeper level. And then as we do that, you realize, like, oh, my God, the abundant joy that's here for me. So if you find yourself, you know, that you are going through challenges and you're suffering, which we all do at different points in our life, you need some support, there's a wonderful opportunity to dive in. And also, you know, I mean, dive in and clean up your life. And let everyone know, Robin, we're actually having a free call. If you want to hear more about it, we're going to go through, and you're actually going to hear the story of how my wife and I met and how cleaning up my life allowed me to meet my soulmate.
Okay. Do you want to give us the phone number for that free call and the date on that?
Yep. If you go to cleanupyourlife.com,
okay,
it'll right
be on there.
And mm-hmm. I'll say it over the line here, but go to cleanupyourlife.com. All the info is right there. For those who want to write it down, the phone number for the access for the free call is 520-917-7107.
Okay. And is there going to be a code number?
Yep. Access okay. code is 831-033-POUND.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
So that'll be, and so let people know, that's this Thursday, November 11th. This Thursday, this upcoming Thursday, November 11th, 5 o'clock Pacific time. 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern. And again, cleanupyourlife.com, it's all right there. Right, you open up, boom. There's the phone number, the time, and everything.
Okay, we've got about 90 seconds left. So again, remind everybody how they can get a hold of you, Russell.
The best way is heartwisdom.com. All the info is right there. You can send me an email there. Direct email, russell@heartwisdom.com. Any question you have, feel free to contact me. Please get on the mailing list, find out the events that we're doing. Check out cleanupyourlife.com and check out the event. We're going to be launching that very, very soon, and hope to see you there. And Robin, real quick, thank you so much for having me on. It's been wonderful to
connect. Oh, well, thank you so much, Russell. You know what? I I'd love to speak to you again, and we're going to see if we can have you on for another talk so we can talk about some of these tips and things like that, so people can definitely get a different level of that and see and maybe another level of expansion of what Heart Wisdom is going to be doing for the planet, you know, up and beyond what we've got going on now. So thanks, Jamie. Thanks for hanging out, and thanks for taking care of those appetizers for us.
All right.
And Russell, thank you again for visiting and just being a wonderful guest chef for us. And we will talk to you guys later with the Transformation Cafe.
Bon appetit.
You too.
Thanks again, Robin. Take care.
Thank you.